It's actually an ideal project for an active travel project, but because it's beyond the town boundary, we can't get the funding for it. So I'm suggesting today that we take a footpath out as far as Drumard Estate, or out to the actual end of the town boundary. That would leave about 850 metres to get to the school, and hopefully then we could maybe source some other funding to finish the job. But it opens up that whole area right into Letterkenny from Woodlands. If we could get that done, I think it's an important project and well worth doing, and would be a great benefit to the school, to the whole active travel project, in terms of getting people walking, getting kids walking to school, getting people walking from that area right into the town. So great potential, and I just think we should keep at it and make a fresh application and try and get active travel as far out as we can.
It has a safety dimension as well as a community dimension. You're looking at getting the community using it. You're also looking at getting school children to use it. And, the more facilities are there for walking safely, the more they're likely to walk to school, the less there's going to be cars. And the arguments being made, look, this feeds into the whole green agenda that the government's supposedly promoting.
Exactly, Donal. And there's so many complaints we get from people out there at school time, and the excess of cars in the parking and the danger of that and so on. So it tackles all those problems, and it promotes the healthy lifestyle and healthy Ireland and all these things, and as you say, the green agenda as well. So certainly it fits in so well with everything that we're supposedly trying to do, but we just need to find a way of pushing this to get it. The first application for funding was turned down, and that seems to be accepted, but that's not really acceptable. It's an ideal project. We need to go at it again and try and find a way.